Welcome to the Michael Murray Podcast, keeping real estate simple. Let's get into it. In most coaching sessions, I invariably start talking about what's in it for me, WIIFM. There's an old marketing saying that everybody or consumers listen to WIIFM, which is what's in it for me. The reason I say that is that sometimes we end up talking about ourselves too much or a result too much, or because we're trying to build rapport or we're trying to show that we can social proof or we can do the job for them. So what I say to agents is I say this: when you're prospecting or when you're in a listing presentation, or even if you're overcoming an objection, don't lose sight of what's in it for me. When you make statements, when you explain benefits, explain to people that this is important to you because highlight to them why it's important to them, because that's what's in it for them. Without sounding terrible, people's number one subject is themselves. And what they want is really important to them. Your job is to listen to what the client wants. Honestly, listen to what the client wants. You need to understand their plan, because when you understand that, you will build better connections. The other thing is this, is that when a client wants to sell their property, they actually have a problem. If they could sell their own property at a great price, they wouldn't be talking to you and they would not be paying your fees. So them selling is actually a problem. What happens is we end up in a listing appointment showing them how good we are and what we're going to do for them, instead of recognizing that they're actually trying to solve a problem. So by listening to what they want is listening to their problem. Now, their problem is that they want to sell their property and they want to get on with their lives. They've got to sell their property because they're downsizing, or, you know, they could be in financial bother, which some people are at the moment. So what happens is that if we listen to them, it's almost like if I was in the financial business, I'm doing a needs analysis when I'm doing a listing appointment. So that then what I can do is, based on what they're telling me, providing it's the truth, and you're good at questions and you've got the truth, then you're showing them how you achieve that for them. You will connect better to people because you've listened to them. And you, instead of you giving a sermon of how you're going to do it for them, instead of you jamming your opinion down their throat, right, you're listening to what they want, and then what you're doing is you're showing how your service or everything that's in your toolbox is going to help them get what they want. And what we have to understand underneath all of this is this: people must feel, and this is your client, people must feel that they have been heard. They must also feel that they've been understood. If you do those two things properly, you're then in a position to give them advice. If your viewpoint is slightly different to what they believe, you have a much better chance of them listening to your advice. You'll also connect better, because when agents call me and they say, "Michael, I've missed four or five listing presentations," the first thing I say is, we can do a session around this and do a deep dive. But what I find, it's usually a couple of things. The first one is you kind of got a bit presenty. It's a bit like, "Dunna, I did this. Voila, I did that." Listen more than you talk to what they want to do. Don't be a talking head. Don't be too presenty, yeah? Find out their plan. The second thing that usually goes wrong is, because they were a talking head and because they got too presenty, they lacked connection. So when I was a sales manager for many years, I would call vendors where we missed some business, and it was usually a little bit after they'd not gone ahead with the agent, because quite often people don't like telling you the truth because they don't want to hurt your feelings. So when a sales manager, and if you're a principal out there, I recommend you do this with anyone that your salespeople have missed out on, to get the genuine feedback. But what you find after many of these calls, which I've done in the past, is that quite often they chose the other agent because of a feeling, because what they say is, we really like Michael, except it was just a feeling we got about the other guy. Yeah. We just felt more comfortable with him or something like that, right? Or the other lady. So what they're saying is, because it's very difficult to put feelings into words. So quite often when we're pitching for business, you lose it because you didn't connect. Yeah. So try to understand the what's in it for me. Understand the connection points. Yeah. Genuinely connect. Otherwise, they will know if you are not genuine, because it is really hard to fake sincerity. If you do these things, you'll list better, because a listing presentation, even though we call it that, it actually shouldn't have been called that. It should have been called, we're going to find out what the client wants to do so we can best help them. That would have been good if we call it that. Thanks for listening to the Michael Murray Podcast. If you like what you've heard, then check out mmhighperformancecoach.com.au or Michael Murray High Performance Coach on social media. You can find all the links in the show notes.